If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me.
But God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the grace that he showed to Adam and Eve when they sinned by allowing them to continue to live and even have hope of salvation is the same grace he shows to us that affords to us that salvation.
This is Wings of the Morning, a program designed to help you soar above the clouds of another day on the wings of faith and prayer. Wings of the Morning is brought to you every Sunday at this time on WDEL under the direction of the Reverend Thomas Lehman, President of Sunday Breakfast Mission, Wilmington, Delaware. And now, here to share the good news of the gospel, Reverend Tom Lehman.
Thank you, Gerald. And my friend, Christmas is a time for special treats. Cookies, especially sugar cookies, and spicy cookies of a variety of flavors, all decorated. Cakes, candies, and many other treats just make your mouth water in anticipation. Sometimes those sweet treats have an effect after the first taste, like the Tex-Mex favorite I ate in Dallas at my sister-in-law's, the jalapeno stuffed with sweet cream trees wrapped in bacon. Well, the treats can have a kick after the sweet taste initially. Like it is hiding in plain sight, the pepper is disguised in the stuffing and wrapping, but then shows itself, but actually not too much or undesirably. But there is a fire. History and literature are replete with examples of things and peoples who appear one way and then turn into another. The Trojan's horse was a gift that became a weapon. Dr. Jekyll's Mr. Hyde gave us an infamous pattern. But what if what appears to be a contradiction in opposition really is consistency? Some certainly have tried to picture the God of the Old Testament as contradictory to that of the New. Some have even declared that God's law contradicts his grace. But God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And the grace he showed to Adam and Eve when they sinned by allowing them to continue to live and even have hope of salvation is the same grace he shows to us that affords to us that salvation. And the law that demanded that righteousness and justice and mercy be exercised toward widows and orphans and our neighbor is the same law that demands that our lives today love our neighbors as ourselves. But this inability of humans to see the love of God as both forgiving and punishing also caused the world to miss it when the Messiah first came, just as the prophets foretold. Well, we're going to talk about that today on Wings of the Morning, but right now, why don't you listen to Sanctus Real? Angels, we have heard on high.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Come to Bethlehem and see Christ whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Gloria, Gloria, Gloria in excelsis Deo. comfort on high. The mountains tremble in reply. Angels we have heard on high. Oh, the mountains tremble in reply. Yeah. Gloria, 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 in excelsis Deo. Gloria, 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 in excelsis Deo.
In the book of the prophet Jeremiah, he says in chapter 23, or rather he voices what God says, "The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up to David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness." This is repeated again in chapter 33 of Jeremiah, and other prophets like Isaiah and Zechariah echo the same. What great news for all the children of Israel that one is coming to right the wrongs, to end foolish ruling, to protect and preserve and even unite Israel and Judah once again. He even says that the Lord will go to the four corners of the world and bring back his remnant from all the countries where he banished him. You see, when Jeremiah was speaking, Israel had already been destroyed and dispersed because of her wrongs, and Judah was about to be as well. So when Isaiah, who prophesied even much earlier, says that this branch, this root, will judge the needy with righteousness and give decisions for the poor of the earth with justice, he also says that those loving actions will be carried out this way. It says, he will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, with the breath of his lips. He will slay the wicked. Righteousness will be his belt, and faithfulness the sash around his waist. This is the picture of the Messiah that the children of Israel were looking for, one that would right the wrongs, slay the wicked, restore Israel, and judge righteously. But we say, that is, we Christians say, that Jesus, the baby of Bethlehem, the forgiving healer, the one who loved the sinners, the one who died on the cross, he's the Messiah. But how can that be? He looks nothing like the branch, the righteous slayer of the wicked ruling from David's throne. But Zechariah, the prophet, also said that this king, this branch, this Messiah would come, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. Isaiah, the prophet, also said, he was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter. He was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. By his wounds, we are healed. And rather than conquering, David himself says of this Messiah that his hands and feet would be pierced. You know, my friends, this clearly describes the Jesus, the baby of Bethlehem, who came at that time and in the way that the prophets Daniel and Michael said. They said, out of you, Bethlehem, will come one who will be ruler over Israel. So how? Are these two messiahs? Oh, no. Is one right and the other wrong? Absolutely not. Certainly, Israel has never been fully restored, and this righteous king has not ruled the earth, so how can these contradictions be? Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Zechariah, Micah, and all the prophets did prophesy the one who was born of a virgin, lived righteously, even without any sin, suffered and died for our sins. He came just as they said he would. But when he had lived and died, he rose again to new life, conquering the evil of the earth, that is, death. And when he ascended into heaven, he promised that he would return to rule and reign over all the earth. This is Jesus. He is the one Messiah, the Christ. And he first came to bring about the way of salvation, forgiveness, and the way to live holy before the holy God. When he comes again, it will be as the righteous judge who will slay all those that reject God and his gracious salvation, so that righteousness and goodness will prevail. These two are one, just two comings. And these two pictures are one. And you and I need to receive him, Jesus, as our Savior, our Messiah, so that we can be saved. So why don't you do that right now? Pray and receive him now. Dear Jesus, just pray with me. Dear Jesus, I believe you came as that baby to be my salvation. I believe you are coming again to reign and rule. But please forgive me of my sins and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, please call me or write me. Please do. You can call me at 877-306-HOME. That's 877-306-4663. I want to send you something to help you in this new life, and may God richly bless you.
You've been listening to Wings of the Morning on 1150 AM and 101.7 FM WDEL. You're invited to share in this ministry by addressing your communications to Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. That's Sunday Breakfast Mission, Post Office Box 352, Wilmington, Delaware, 19899. And listen again next week at the same time for another broadcast of Wings of the Morning.